Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, though Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
Starting off with that tribal war cry from Emax the image, Sheriff Kilroy. Let me start this off and let you know that you are listening to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street. Chapter 6, wow, verse 49 already. And I'm like saying to myself, wow, where is the time going? But anyway, you are listening to Man in the Street. That's M period, A period, N period, acronym, abbreviation for Music Activism News on blogtalkradio.com. And for those who are checking the show out via that message, you can take a look at your computer screen, Emax Radio, I'm glad you're checking us out, but you can call in at 646-478-0944 as I give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, notebook, smartphone for info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct, 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, just stay silent. You'll go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can press the one key or call back. I'm looking at the 216-804, the 216-609. Before I go to you all, I'm going to give you all a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Some surprises on here. Number 10, Black Odyssey. Number 9, they had a Speak Up Poetry event at Cleveland State University's Black Studies Department. That's room 137, I believe, in the main classroom building. They had free food, and that was at Cleveland State University. Number eight, you had the debut of what's coming this weekend, Musically Inclined. More on that in just a little while. That's like M-U-S-I, and I think in parentheses it's C-L-E. See, that's kind of clever. Number seven, the debut of the Kent State Concert. More on that in just a little while. Number six, the debut of the Kumba Arts Festival. More on that in just a little while. Number five, moving up, the Black House Sounds Open Mic. More on that in just a little while. Number four, debuting From Nothing to Something, the showcase at the symposium the past Friday evening where they collected money for the family of Box the Beast, Ohio Entertainment Awards, Deshaun Perkins. He was the president of the Ohio Entertainment Awards who lost his life. He was laid to rest the past Saturday. Number three, moving up, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. More on that in just a little while. Here's what debuted that caught me off guard. Channel 3 News covered the past Saturday evening of Sir Knock at the Basque, featuring his song with Eddie LaVert Sr. Hold on a second, people. Let me give an infamous shout out to Julia Smart. Did you call me on the private phone line when I'm live on the radio? Anyway, she'll probably tell the pastor on me later on for even giving her an infamous shout out like that, so I know I'm in trouble. At number one, the debut still garnered attention yesterday evening. Janet Jackson was at the queue. That's all I can say. I'm going to go to the phone lines. Before I go to the phone lines, I do want to let people know that, first and foremost, if anybody wants to choose to, you can. The Art McCoy Radio Show, which airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Or MC Chill's Radio Show, which airs Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. Also, I'm sure she must like getting that, you know, infamous shout-out. Julia Smart, one more time. Infamous shout-out of calling the personal phone line while we're live on the air right now. Big shout-out to you. You can also Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio or Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. See, you all thought I was kidding when I said take down some information or write it down. You never know what you'll get into. Yes, and Mondays, you have the Roundtable Radio at 1-800-214-6186. That's 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And for those who are wondering where you can catch Black House Sounds, how about that Joseph Motley, J.R., period, on Facebook? So that's Joseph, M-O-T-L-E-Y, Jr., period, on Facebook, or YouTube, Joseph Motley, Jr. So what I'm going to do is definitely go to the first phone caller at 216-804 and see what's on their mind. What's on your mind this evening? 216-804. Going once.
Yeah,
going twice. Hey, how you doing out there?
I'm awake.
Oh, okay. Well, what's happening in your neck of the woods this evening?
Well, Mr. Porter,
mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, well, sir, I think I finally opened my eyes and was waiting to see. I heard Tribal Warcry. Excellent. And I'm just waiting now to hear the rest of the show.
I appreciate that. Maybe we'll get into something that you might like. So with that being said, I appreciate you for taking the time to call in.
Okay, you're welcome. And now I just listen and learn.
No problem. And that's why I go to the phone lines, even though some people may not expect to talk. It doesn't matter to me. I just want to at least say that I did my little part that maybe somebody heard something somewhere. So I'll tell you one thing or two things that's dear to my heart. won't take that long at all, but I will say that I probably missed something, but somebody might be able to call and correct me. But I want to say that last Wednesday, 137 Shots Remembrance Rally, where Channel 3 News covered Man in the Street, Black House Sounds, producer Joseph Motley Jr., who's also a producer and an MC, teacher as well, part of the Black Man's Army Man-to-Man program as a facilitator. Others who were out there, and I know Joseph Motley Jr. was there, others was the Carl Stokes Brigade, Kim Saint, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Refuse Fascism, Ohio, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Inner City Republican Movement, SEIU 1199, African History Museum, reporter Dick Peary, Workers' World, the Russell family, Tim Russell's family, rest in peace. You always have to remember why we were out there, whether the family of Melissa Williams was out there or not. It was important to be there to resolve to never forget, you know. P.S. on this one, if a police officer is murdered and a bridge or a street is dedicated to him, 50 to 100 officers show up each year for at least 10 years. So on behalf of two people murdered by 137 bullets, we had to show up after 5 years with a resolve to march or change legislation or to do both. It was good to have Shalira Taylor, Stop Targeting Ohio's Poor, which were also there. Then, of course, you skip a couple of nights, and it was just an honor to be at that Black House Sounds open mic night, which was the past Friday at Friends Fellowship at 17325 Euclid Avenue, Suite 2091 at the Chandler Park Building. Definitely Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. You had certain guests like Angel Ortiz, who performed. There's a poet by the name of Angel, gave some strong poetry. Black House Sound solo performances. Dorian Bryant, a teen singer. That's what he is. Also is an MC, too, but he chose to sing. DJ Dollar Rock, as well as his family, was there. And to see Deborah and other teen dancers, there was a lot of other things going on. But all I could remember was we had excellent chili with meat in it. I mean, come on now, real beef. Crackers, pop, water, juice, you name it. It was a beautiful thing that they did all of that for families. Before I go to the phone line, I will put out there that if you choose to, you can go to Facebook and look up Black House Sound Open Mic. And you can also go to the Black Man Army Man to Man page. So with that being said, let's see what's going on out there as I go to none other than 216-609. You've been on very patient. How you doing out there?
Mr. Porter, what's going on, brother?
Man, I'm doing well, man, and that's the truth. What about you?
Well, I'm doing excellent as well. This is Joe Legacy from Black House Sound. Just like Mr. Porter told you, if you want to check out some new music, you can go on YouTube to Joseph Mock Jr. Check that on out. It's a new song up there from an artist that's in Black House Sound, and that will be Hurricane Bang. He delivered this track and yesterday or whatnot. It already have a nice little touch of views for the B 24 hours ago. So other than that, when it comes to the business of the youth, because that's why I called in this Thursday. If you have children, can you bring them to the man-to-man if you would like to bring them to the man-to-man so they can see what's going on with other teenagers or younger folks, a little bit younger than that, maybe 9, 10. You know, so everybody on the same page when it comes to the children, because a lot of them be bullied in school, or a lot of them have trouble with subjects in school and they don't say nothing. And so when they go around other peers and the mother children speak up, then they'll speak up. And if you're there, then you'll see what your child need help in what areas, especially if they've been bullied. Not too long ago, It was some children that committed suicide from being bullied. So it was very real. And once again, this Thursday, man to man, I know Mr. Porter, the sheriff, will give y'all all the information, the time, and everything. And it's also food involved in that. So come on out for that. And on the 22nd of December, our open mic will be pumping again. It will be a Christmas party. Come on out to that if you want to celebrate the holidays. Blackout Sound, make real clear music, and I'm out.
Thank you so much, and I can appreciate that. And again, if you're listening to what was just said before I go to the other phone callers who are on the line, number one, 15415 Kipling. That's where the man-to-man program will be, 15415 Kipling. If you're saying, where in the world is that at? It's the 44110 area code. It's right off of Ivanhoe Road. Ivanhoe is smack dab in the middle of the East 152nd St. Clair intersection and even the Euclid Avenue. So if you get off the 28, it's a longer walk. I'm letting you know right now it's longer because you'd be walking towards St. Clair. But if you take like the 37 or the number 1, you can get off, and it's like maybe a 5-block walk up. We'll be there. Looking forward to seeing you about 5:45, and that's the man-to-man program. Before I go to the other people who are on the phone lines, for those who say, is anything going on? Let's see. Saturday, December 9th, 2017, 6:15 p.m., peaceful moment for prayer and meditation. Call to action to represent your hood and worldwide vigils. Moment of peace for atonement. Now, who? Coach Ted Ginn Sr., Ginn Academy spokesperson, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Survivors Victims of Tragedy, Inc., Laura Cowan, Hope Foundation Network for Neighborhood Success, community leaders, business owners, and more. They're asking that everyone affected by violence to take a stand for a truce and calling out everyone worldwide to stand together to make this world a safer place to live and for people to raise their children. This senseless violence and disregard for human life must end immediately. It's a call to action for everyone to become proactive and prevent violence as a whole. We must make our streets safe again. Hey, look. People, no matter who you are or where you would live, you should be able to live in peace. And with that being said, that's Alanda Sales Clark at ASALES@KNT.edu. There's also the Ginn Academy SBO Network for Neighborhood Success Program Manager, 216-215-3182. Also, Judy Martin for Black on Black Crime, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, 216-990-0679. So the reason I bring that up is there's a peace rally Wednesday, 4 p.m. That's 4 p.m. at 11609 Buckeye Road, A1 Beauty Supply, the area of where 6 teens were shot, 1 murdered. So that's going on this Wednesday. And then, of course, this Saturday, as a follow-up to that, you have Suicide Holla, J. Jig, Cicero, Preem DiBiase, Miss Cretto, Poison Ivy, the Last Days Anti-Violence Concert. So I do believe if you go on Facebook, you'll find it under the Final Days Anti-Violence Concert. And that's Saturday at 7 p.m. at Kent State University, Pan-African Studies, 225 Terrace Drive. And that's Ken, Ohio, 44240. That was nice because you had Sister Alanda. She made her way to that Black House Sounds open mic as well. And before I do anything else, I just want to stop because I didn't get a chance to do that and say that James Thurston Neighbors, June 12, 1930 through November 30th, 2017, 87 years old, actor, singer, comedian, discovered by Andy Griffith, who gave him a part on the Andy Griffith Show. Character became so popular and led to his own show, Gomer Pyle USMC. He recorded numerous albums and singles. And for those who always rumored about it back in the day, I remember hearing those rumors, yeah, he had a boyfriend. Anyway, I'm going to go to the next phone call at 216-820, who's probably saying I'm talking too much about events and everything that's going on. They wish I'd be quiet. So what I'm going to do is just give them their wish and go to the 216-820. How you doing out there?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Man, I'm doing excellent. I'm doing excellent. What's on your mind?
Well, this is Endo Dub, Mr. Powers from Black House Sound. You know what I'm saying? To let everybody know that this past Friday night, you know what I'm saying? Well, basically, let me go ahead and rephrase that on what I was about to say. I'm here to give you an update and what's up and coming when it comes to Black House Sound. So here's the update. This past Friday was one of the most phenomenal nights at the Black House Sound open mic. You know what I'm saying? You heard fire from Joe Legacy. You heard fire from Mr. Milligram. You also heard fire from Angel Ortiz. You heard an inferno flame from Angel the Poet.
Right.
You also got a throwback track from yours truly, Sheriff Kilroy. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Hip Hop David Ruffin, who looks good when he's tearing up something. So, you know what I'm saying? When it comes down to that, you know what I'm saying? And not to mention Sister Deborah, you know what I'm saying? That finally did her thing for the very first time in front of everyone. When she did that, after that, it was a blessing to see her come up to me and look at me dead in my eyes and say, guess what? Because of that, I'm not shy anymore.
Mm.
And that's when I knew that Black House Sound had finally touched a kid's heart. You know what I'm saying? So, speaking of that, you know what I'm saying? We gonna get more into that. You know what I'm saying? But also, I want to give a special shout out to the Black on Black Crime Hip Hop Workshop this past Saturday at Cleveland State. You know what I'm saying? It was great to see a lot of talent and a lot of speaking. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to the Hip Hop Workshop, just like the Black House Sound Open Mic Night. You know what I'm saying? You get information from newspaper reporters to out of town guests to independent celebrities to site advice. You know what I'm saying? That's what hip hop is really all about. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna tell you right now, a lot of people don't know what hip hop is really all about, but I'm gonna go ahead and continue to elaborate on that. And when I go ahead and tell you what's up and coming. When it comes to what's up and coming, like my partner, the founder of the company, Joseph Motley Jr., said, you know what I'm saying, on December 22nd, Black House Sound's open mic will present its very first annual Christmas party. You know what I'm saying? And when it comes to that, you know what I'm saying, that is the most wonderful thing. So when it comes to that, this is what I'm saying to all artists who do clean music and got clean songs. You know what I'm saying? Even if they want to do it in a poetry way or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Acapella, it don't matter. Because guess what? When you come on down to the open mic night, you're going to showcase your talents and you will be recognized and you will be praised. Not only will you be praised, you'll be hit with more surprises than a little bit when it comes to Black House Sound's open mic. And when it comes to that Christmas party that's coming up, when it comes to all artists that do clean music, I just want to let you know, if you down to come on out, that's 17325 Euclid Avenue, you know what I'm saying, at the Chandler Park Building, second floor. Come on out, bring your clean music, bring your families, bring your kids, don't look for no babysitters, and be ready. You know what I'm saying? And then, also, but that will be later in the month, but coming this week, December the 7th, 2017, it will be the Black on Black Crime Man to Man program at in the BMA BMA situation at the Black on Black Crime headquarters. You know what I'm saying? You will be seeing people such as Black House Sounds. You will be seeing people such as Art McCoy and more. You know what I'm saying? So come on out, bring a kid. If you need a role model, Black House Sounds is about having good role models and being great with and being and making sure that the youth stay not only book smart, but as well as ready for the world, to let them know that, hey, in order to be prepared for life, you have to be academically prepared.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, we're showing the youth that we do really care, because a lot of them don't. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them be thinking it's easy to give up on the kid, but you know what? That's what's wrong with the world today. You know what I'm saying? I don't give up on no kids. You know what I'm saying? We losing too many of them right now. We need to get them back. You know what I'm saying? We need to get them back and away from all the drama and nonsense. You know what I'm saying? And continue to keep them on the straight, narrow, positive path.
I appreciate that motivational message, as always.
You absolutely right. And like you also said, you know what I'm saying, on the air tonight, you know what I'm saying, go to Joseph Motley Jr., you know what I'm saying, to check out the latest videos. Please check out Hurricane Bang's new song. You know what I'm saying? It is very, very hot. Go ahead and check that out. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of other hot artists, I also want to give a special big shout out to Black Odyssey, because you know them, they always be putting it down and they always stay persistent, just like Black House Sound. So I'm going to go ahead and let it be known that, hey, you know what I'm saying, don't hate, appreciate when it come to Black Odyssey as well as Black House Sound. You know what I'm saying? This is Endo Dub, a.k.a. Mr. Powers, the CEO and founder of Black House Sound, and I will see you on December 7th. On Kipling, at the Black on Black Crime headquarters, the BMA Man to Man program.
Appreciate that so much.
For sure.
You know, now see this. I'm just thankful. Before I go to the 216-322, I see a 216-609 chime back in. I will stop my roll long enough. You all say I don't give out enough information or anything or what might be happening. So 3.5 minutes, 10 bullets. It's a free movie screening coming up with light refreshments and panel discussion. I mean, don't go there expecting a T-bone steak. But anyway, it's the 3.5 minutes, 10 bullets. The panel will include Lucy McBath, national spokesperson for Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Now, Lucy's son, Jordan Davis, was shot and killed in Florida for playing loud music. The killer claimed to stand your ground defense. Lucy is coming to Ohio to help us defeat this same dangerous SYG stand your ground legislation that's happening in the Buckeye State. Other panelists include community leaders and Cleveland State University's expert faculty. That will be at the Fenn, F-E-N-N Tower at Cleveland State University, 1983 East 24th Street, Euclid and East 24th, and that's this Wednesday, December 6th at 6 p.m. You can reserve your space at tinyurl.com/10BULLETS. Because if I just said tinyurl.com/10bullets, you all would have been like, huh, what? So I do my best to spell it on out, and they're looking at least Time for Gun Sense in America, and that program is coming up a lot faster than we think. Before I also go to the phone line, let me at least take the chance to just pull out this. It'll only take me, maybe 2.5 minutes, 10-foot step ladder for this soapbox. You know, Andrew Jackson, President Andrew Jackson, he's an interesting enigma who's getting a lot of attention. But a lot of people might not realize certain things, such as the Trail of Tears. I'm going to give you the very short abridged thing. 1830, the year 1830 is when President Andrew Jackson forced Native Americans, indigenous people, you know, they were forced from their ancestral home where they lived all their lives, from the southeastern United States to, of course, west of the Mississippi, and they forced thousands of them to leave. But because of exposure, disease, starvation, thousands, at least 4,000 perished during those Trail of Tears, which included Cherokee, Creek, Seminole, Chickasaw, and Choctaw nations. So having President Trump hang, you know, President Jackson's photo, kind of like, well, me hanging Bill Cosby's photo at the Rape Crisis Center, well, in my office, and having a bottle of Quaaludes on the sign. Anyway, to boot. Now, last week, adding insult to injury, Trump honored a couple of Native Americans right in front of Jackson's big old photo. Insensitive, ignorant, but this is where it gets a little bit worse. Trump shouldn't have taken the time to insult Massachusetts Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren, who claims to have some Native American ancestry in her, but she wasn't there. So since he doesn't really like her, and he's called her that before, he decided and he stated that, hey, the men he was honoring, he said, hey, you all are real and not a phony like Pocahontas. And now, he, like I said, he's insulted her before. Could have called her a fraud, liar, or not even be a Native American. Okay, but people feel it's racist because, number one, calling someone by a stereotypical name that's not their own because of their alleged ethnic or racial background, basically speaking, falls underneath that bigoted racist line. And number two, Native Americans called the slur racist in the past, the terminology Pocahontas, according to the National Congress of American Indians President Jefferson Keel. Before I go to the phone line and see what's on board, I guess I can take the time to do that. I'm going to go to 216-209 because they're probably calling to tell me that I ought to be ashamed of saying anything negative about former president, deceased Andrew Jackson. So I'm going to the phone line of 216-209 and take my just rewards this evening. How are you doing out there?
I'm great, Brother Al. And I'm gonna go a step further with this one. And I think that Andrew Jackson should be removed from the $20 bill. It should have been moved. He should have been removed the moment they made statements and comments about removing him from the $20 bill. So, if anything, the longer they keep him on the $20 bill shows how disrespectful America is to the whole entire world. So, this, you know, this is a world matter. Whenever you have someone who is racist, and not only just racist, that a person that doesn't even respect another one's culture, place and time, and, you know, and just the way they live, all those things combined together, it's a sad thing, and it's just a representation of the higher ups in America. So, but that's not why I called in, brother. I want to get to the point and make sure that everybody on this program hear the words of my voice. Please, please, please call your family. Thank them just for being family. You know, hold them a little closer. Tell them you love them even when it ain't no reason to tell them you love them. That's a more than enough reason. Because you never know when your number is called and you won't be here no more. There's so many people and so many things happening, especially at this time of year. You know, I can remember, you know, just going back to 2012, and it was a tragedy happening right around this time with all those cops killing two people that didn't even have a weapon. So this is a more than enough reason, just hearing stories like that, to just call your family and hold them a little bit more tighter and tell them you love them. Because you don't know when your time is coming. And on the flip side to that, you don't know when you're going to have a huge blessing. And I'm living proof of that. My whole life I've been running, trying to get music, and here I am running a business, word of mouth, and it's becoming so successful that I'm working hours not because I don't want to, because of my success. I'm working hours like 9:30 to 9:30, 9:30 to 8:30 on a day-to-day, not because I'm slave to it, because God has blessed me with the financial backing to get this from this business. So you don't know when your blessing is called, and you don't know when your number is called to be leaving here. So please take the time to love everyone that you encounter, good or bad, because sometimes a bad situation will make you appreciate a good one. I'm John from Black Odyssey. We have more videos coming, so please stay tuned. We have more music from Black Odyssey coming this year. We have more videos. We're going to shoot for more people this year coming up. You just please bear with me, because I got a business that's taking off, and I'm trying to find the wiggle time to understand on how I get back to doing all the things I'm used to doing and creating a clear path schedule for it. And Black Odyssey is spelled B-L-A-Q-O-D-E-S-S-Y. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and any other major website that's out there, that's including DatPiff, SoundCloud, GetRightMusic.com, SpinRilla. Yes, we on there as well, too. And I just want to shout out to everybody that's doing something positive in our city. Shout out to Black House Sound. Shout out to everybody that's doing something positive. If I didn't catch your name or I missed your name, shout out to you, too. And God bless you all, and have a great night. Black Odyssey.
Appreciate that. Man, that's a great one. And as I prepare to move on, I'll probably go back and see what's going on with the 216-609 and then see what's going on with the 216-703, so I'll keep it moving as best as possible. But, yeah, that 3.5 minutes, the 10 Bullets film, recommend that one, just because I remember about a month ago, the private showing of this film from 1008 Vision, they invited Man in the Streets, and Daniel Woods was guest with me, to just check it out in the Twinsburg area, and I really appreciated it. It was a deep film. Speaking of being deep, before I go to the next phone caller, 8-foot step ladder for this soapbox. It'll only be like maybe a minute and a half. I have to make sure I pronounce these names right. But Colin Kaepernick's one knee stance. You know, he helped cause, no matter what people felt, dialogue, and exposed an ugly racial divide, but provided, like I said, that much needed talk that needed to happen. Now, Paul Pogba, P-O-G-B-A, I really hope I'm pronouncing that name right. I believe I am. Soccer player. Now, he was the son of African migrants. Now, he made a gesture of being locked up in chains, his hands being in chains, to push the facts that more than 700,000 Africans traveling north through Niger and Libya were being sold into slavery for as little as $400. That's the currency we'll put out there, put the American spin on it. Now, Manchester United's Paul Pogba made a wrist in chains. P-O-G-B-A is his last name. You can look it up. And the chain signal, which is getting more than at least 80 African and European leaders who met to discuss this situation. Even in the past and recently, former President Barack Obama spoke on the regrets of Gaddafi's removal under his administration, the Libyan leader. But a lot of this happened, a lot of people thinking, because Paul stood up, made a gesture. There are fans who are backing him up. Players are using the signal. And P.S., just extra postscript. Players of all colors. Now, the last thought, people probably don't know it a lot, but I'm sure a lot of the people on the phone lines know that throughout the world, they don't just use soccer. They refer to soccer as football. Kaepernick style, and I had to throw it out there because for those who say one person, one man, one woman can't make a difference, yeah, sure, keep thinking that. Also, for those who wish to send in music, you can at emaxxradio@gmail.com. And feel free to check out thevoiceofradio.com, especially tomorrow, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, and that's at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. I see the number, chime back in, 216-609. What's on your mind?
Like I was saying once again, so like I was saying to everyone, this Thursday, the man to man, come on out, bring the children out so we can discuss a lot of subjects. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Shout out to Black Odyssey. And just like you said, anyone throughout the city of Cleveland or worldwide that's doing the positive thing because it's so needed. Thank you.
Welcome. You know, as I get ready for that 216703, I will also put out there, I'll make this real quick and to the point because this is happening tomorrow. And like I say, I don't want anybody to say I didn't say anything on what's happening, but I will go back and say if anybody chooses to, you can check out Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc., or the website, blackonblackcleveland.com. Told you about what's going on in the address. Well, it's the same address for Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting that happens on Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe, 44110, between East 152nd St. Clair intersection, and on opposite end, Euclid Avenue, the number 1, the number 37, the number 28 bus passes by. And then, of course, that Thursday, you had the man-to-man program there. And as I am on this particular thing, it's just that Tuesday, December 5th, that's tomorrow, 11 a.m., Justice Center in Cleveland. Ooh, ClevelandUrbanNews.com. Art McCoy is to lead the rally. Contacts are 216-659-0473, or you can call after 10 p.m. tonight, 216-804-7462. Come to a Stop the Police Harassment rally and a rally against misconduct by racist and corrupt police, including in suburban Cleveland, such as Euclid, University Heights, Garfield Heights, Cleveland Heights, led by activist Art McCoy and others, and that's tomorrow at 11 a.m. Tuesday at the Justice Center, downtown Cleveland, on the steps of Lakeside Avenue. And that is the main thing going on. You can contact Al Porter, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Again, do not call that 216-804-7462 phone number until later on, after 10. Thank you. Or you can call the Imperial Women's Coalition at 216-659-0473. An activist is being targeted, and we will protect our own as police do. And with blacks and activists being harassed by police in Cleveland, Euclid, University Heights, Cleveland Heights, and the list goes on. So definitely the message is to stop police abuse and malicious prosecutions against community activists. And activists will be testifying following that at 12 noon in the courtroom of 18C of Common Pleas Judge Nancy Margaret Russo as to her attorney's motion for a change of venue due to public corruption, racism, sexism, and police and political harassment. Feel free to be there. They'll also call for changes in the racist and unconstitutional grand jury process and for the mass incarceration and malicious prosecutions of blacks and other people as well. Now, 216-703-703, how are you doing out there?
I'm doing great, Mr. Porter. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing well. Wait a minute. This sounds like the man of the hour who has that hot single out there. Is that him? The Black House Sound brother?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hurricane Bang from Black House Sound reporting live.
Man, I'm going to just ask you, man, what went into that single that was just released, man?
Well, you know, what went into that single was, it was a lot of things that were going on in the city. You know, it was a lot of things going on in my life and other people's life that I knew. And, you know, it was just so many things happening. And you know how a lot of people always, you know, talk and, you know, doubt or maybe just hate, if you want to say that for a newer term, you know. So, you know, I was just talking to certain people like yourself, people from Black House, family members, friends, and, you know, they were just telling me, like, you know what, Hurricane, man, you ain't came out with it. nothing in a while, man. Like, you got endless music. But I haven't heard anything new from you in about a couple months. So, you know, I just went ahead and I put my mind to it. And, man, I just said, you know what? I believe in myself. So maybe I should motivate other people to do the same thing. And that's where it came from.
Excellent.
So, you know, I do a lot of music, you know, other than, you know, what I do at Black House. And people don't know, you know, some listeners didn't know because I have been on this radio show plenty of times and always have called in and gave my piece of what I liked about what you do for the community and what we do for the community as Black House Sound as an organization. Shout out to Black Man Army. Shout out to Black on Black Crime. We all are one unit that's different branches, just like in the judicial system. And I just wanted to be a part. Even though I am already, I wanted to have a major part. And I knew if I came out with a positive song to motivate other people to believe in themselves, they could probably motivate somebody else to believe in themselves. And then it would just turn into a domino effect. And, you know, I'm just glad that the man in the streets is going to be the man to have that world premiere of that single very, very soon. And
how about,
man,
tomorrow at 5 p.m.? How about tomorrow 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com? So when we start the show off, we'll be planning on starting off with that particular single. How about that?
Oh, man, I'm just so blessed right now, man. I'm just blessed for everybody at Black House. You know, I'm blessed for you. I'm blessed for Mr. Powers. I'm blessed for Joe Somali Jr. He produced that track. And, man, you know, we just wanted to give the people something new. Even though it is a solo song by me, I represent Black House. So if any one of us put out anything, it represents all of us. So I just felt like, you know, it was just time. It was just time to give the people some motivation. So that's what I intend to do.
And that was a great song for us. That was a great song title, too. I'm just wanted to put that out there, and at least people know what's upcoming. And how can we get a hold of you, follow your movement, and all that type of stuff?
All right. Well, I'm on Facebook at Champagne Bane. I also have a Facebook page, an official music page called Hurricane Bane / Underrated ENT. Official music page, that's my imprint. That's outside of Black House. I'm on Instagram as Hurricane Bang _ 5950. I'm on NatPiff. I'm on YouTube. If you guys want to go to any website, anybody that's linked with Black House, you can go on there. Joe Somali Jr. on YouTube. Alpha Porter Jr. on Facebook. Mr. Powers is not on social media, but you can hear him all over social media. So if you like my flow, if you like Mr. Porter flow, if you like Joe Somali Jr. flow, if you like Hurricane Bang flow, you can go to any four of our Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, or whatever social media link that we have, and you can hear all four of us always giving positivity to the community. Because what people don't understand is, and I say this at open mic, and that's another thing too, if you guys want to see me, I do be at open mic every Friday at the church, Fellow Friendship, all the time. And our next one is going to be on the 22nd of December.
Yes, sir.
And you know what? For people that do not or can't be able to hear the world premiere of my single tomorrow at 5 o'clock on voiceofradio.com, shout out to Voice of Radio, I will be performing that song on the 22nd of December. So if you didn't get a chance to hear it tomorrow, you would definitely get a chance to see me, hear me, and hopefully you'll be motivated just like I was. You know? So
sir.
You know, with that being said, man, I'm just so blessed, man, to just have people like you in our community, people like you in my life. And I just want to give a shout out to Black Odyssey also. I know that I never actually met a person from Black Odyssey, but every time I come on the radio, I always hear them give a shout out to Black House. So shout out to Black Odyssey, man, because you guys are doing some positive things in the community too, and you are being recognized, and you are known for that, and we thank you.
Man, I appreciate that, and if you hold on, we got to get something on that you'll like, I'm sure of that.
All right, then, I just want to say before I get out of here, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the show every Monday, and we appreciate all the love we get from Black House, for Black House, and we love you all, and we continue to keep putting our feet in solid ground to take back our community, because that's definitely what we're trying to do.
You did not lie. Thank you, family.
As always.
You know, I'm enjoying this because I know also, one more thing about tomorrow, as community activists, also the man that Cuyahoga County Assistant Public Defender Scott Roger Hurley, who was appointed by Common Pleas Judge Nancy Margaret Russo to represent activist and journalist Kathy Ray Coleman in the case. Definitely, they want him replaced. Activists will make such a demand at 11 a.m. As Attorney Hurley, who ran unsuccessfully for Cleveland judge, to be required to take a minimum competency exam before he represents any more majority Black indigent defendants. You know, an activist by the name of Alfred Porter Jr., sounds familiar, president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, witnessed Hurley threaten and intimidate Ms. Coleman at a meeting on November 20th, 2017, and says, along with other activists, that Hurley may be unstable himself. So you know, with that being said, there are just certain things that cause us to at least stop, take a look, and see what's happening. When I look and see what else is on the line, 216-215, what's on your mind?
Oh, my goodness, too much. How you doing, Brother Al, everybody? This is Rolanda, a.k.a. Miss Ice. Just real heavy with these children killing each other, shooting each other, Wild Wild West style, you know. I just pray for our communities. I pray for the state of where we are as a people and humanity and valuing life, period. This upcoming Wednesday, we are holding a press conference at A1 Beauty Supply Store where they had the shootout two Fridays ago. 4 o'clock, we're going to assemble. And about 4:30, we're going to call the press conference. The family does intend on being there, the Bashidi family. And my prayers just go out not only with them, but for all of our family, friends, and loved ones that we have lost, because we're all suffering and hurting. In addition, I want to call a Rep Your Love One Day, and that's on this upcoming Saturday. At 6:15, we're hosting the Final Days Anti-Violence Concert at Kent State University. And before we open the doors, we're going to pray in a vibe of peace and love, you know. And we're asking everyone who can hear my voice to set up a memorial for your people. Put on your RIP shirts, and you will look around and see, aren't we all suffering? Aren't we all just haven't had enough? And to, you know, the ones that are out here fighting, the chosen few of us that's out here all day, every day on the front lines, like you yourself, you know, OPN, you know, Peace in the Hood, the countless minis, my girl, the hugger, you know, Kathy, Art, BMA, all y'all, please just stay encouraged, you know. And for those who may not be able to, help us out. Give us a dollar. Maybe we could buy some lunch to eat. Maybe we could give somebody a resource that they need. Maybe we could get gas in our car and do the things that we need. Maybe put some gas in somebody else's car so they could get where they need to go to man a certain area. but we need more soldiers out here. And that's my true casting call. We go into this final days with these babies to give them a sense of urgency to and empower them to know that they can make a change at their young age. They are the leaders that we need. I'm just so full right now, you know. I spent all day in the Buckeye area where that shooting occurred, and so many people are just totally outdone, and they're hurting. We're suffering, and we're dying. So, you know, I'm just going to close with just peace and love and blessings to everyone who can hear my voice and come out and support.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Likewise. Peace.
No problem. Peace. And before I even go to take a musical break and announce anything else, I do believe that I had announced that, and that rally is Wednesday, 11609 Buckeye, A1 Beauty Supply, and then, of course, Saturday, 6:15 p.m. It starts off with the prayer and recognition, but at 7 p.m. at Kent State University, Pan-African Studies, 225 Terrace Drive, Ohio, 44240. Had to give you the zip so nobody would get lost heading there. So, you know, I'm going to also take the time before I play a track and then come back with some more, hopefully and prayerfully, some information to help raise a nation. I do want to at least, I think I will do this now, because what's also going on this Saturday, December the 9th, 2017, main classroom building auditorium. The Black Studies Department presents at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the Kumba Arts Festival at 1899 East 22nd. You can enter from Chester or Euclid Avenue. Play director, Preston Pickett. He chose Suave Gotti and Ronnie B to be in the play. Tribute to such people as Halle Berry, Arsenio Hall, Tracy Chapman, Bone Thugs and Harmony, OJ's LaVert, Steve Harvey, LaWanda Page, Terrace Howard, Black Studies. Definitely, they don't pay me for anything, but I'm glad that they're at least taking the time to look out for a couple of the artists that they asked to be in the play, because my thing is, you better be able to advance your nation, your neighborhood, your area. So it's free. Feel free to stop by. I know also on Saturday, December 9th, Music CLE, Musically Inclined, Hip Concept, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, featuring hip-hop vendors, CSU Student Center, DJ Mike D. I think that's $12 in advance, $15 at the door, featuring Miss Wood, Malik X, third floor ballroom. The Student Center, 216-298-7829. Just think it real quick. If a black population on a non-black college campus hasn't a lot of major black activities, how the f*** does this happen? How do you have two things on the same night at the same college, like the Musically Inclined? I don't know why we got the butt heads like rams on a cliff when we should be working better with each other. I might as well say that. Might as well have everybody there mad at me. At least they know one thing. I got to call it as I see it, because we got to do better than that. Anyway, this is what I'm going to say. It's kind of like when they had a big Speak Up Poetry Slam event in Drinko Hall, where they had an African culture night. I'll be back. I need to give myself a break. I'm going to play this song just because I like the message in it. Why not play something from Black House Sounds?
It's time to take give a shout out to Black House Sounds again. This is Al Porter. Hey, if you don't like it, don't blame anybody else. Just blame me directly.
Tell me why I'm black, 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 I'm
day. Tell me, will my lifestyle ever change? I see my check and it's only change. So I work so hard to make a name. I can't help but look back on what I had accomplished. Molly didn't go to jail and receive 7 numbers. I still feel the unspoken and still coming. Let me cut the capping and make these bars real for you. If they eager to help you, they try to steal from you. They know everybody in room, but it don't mean nothing. See money talk, ask your brother, mother, or your cousin. You claim you was gonna put me on when you knew you were. They clapping when people not around when they hear they try to hush me. I ain't begging for you, fam. You don't gotta learn me. I work out every option, keep them thinking of me. Know my name, they talking down just to make a story. Yeah, first deck of cards, I'm a player. Yeah, these new rappers flashed out, we arcade. They sugar rating them, I feel they overrating them. I had 23 members, but I couldn't wait for them. The things I say out my mouth, they playing safety, man. Once they see that you weak, they out to take the land. Damn. If you don't play the game, then you out of shape again. I failed all through my 20s, I was just wasting it. They was stealing my dough before I was stationing it. My cash was always low, look what frame I'm in. I ain't trusting nobody, I don't have friends. You can jump to the conclusion if I'm a mad man. Checking is only change. I work so hard to make a name. Tell me, will my lifestyle ever change? I receive my check and it's only change. I work so hard to make a name, my name.
My journey in this game ain't never ever been a pretty sight. But I ask myself time and time again at the end of the night, why you not famous in the game when you ain't stage fright? Are you afraid of the fortune of fame when it comes to the fact life? Well, my answer is neither, cause I'm a true believer. With a haterism and check that mental disease called cabin fever. When you work at my last nerve, that's a cousin to a seizure. So when it comes to spectacle dictation like a female, I don't need you. I don't need a record deal just to live off of a meal. As long as I'm doing enough of the CCB when I'm in that grown man field. With these suicide deals, I'ma keep it all the way real. When you write your name in blood, the death certificate is sealed. So with the name of Black House Sound, I'ma forever stand my ground. And if you perpetrate careers, then you provoking me to frown. So keep on selling false favors when you out there talking down. Cause it's a cold day in hell before I put the mic down.
I'm born to get it.
Black House, I'm a ghost. Without Swayze or Whoopi here in the flesh, you still couldn't see me. I've thought about what did it mean. Guess y'all ain't wanna see me succeed. But I'm not dead. My career survived. Like Frankenstein, my heart revived. Shazam, a black man, controls the lightning. One of the elders. So why y'all fighting?
Fight me?
Over a decade and still relevant. You may not like it, but respect it. And I'll respect you.
You.
I hope that's clear. My words will live on down through the years as a testament, a testimony. Chapter 1, verse 1 of an MC. Glad y'all overlooked me, gave me the edge. You're at the bottom, I'm on the ledge.
Yeah, nice way to end off with that Black House Sounds presents Sheriff Kilroy. Before I leave out, I've given you so much stuff to deal with. So may you all enjoy. Get out to these different activities. Don't be afraid to work with each other. The best thing that I could tell you is if you run into something that's so negative, that's so out of the way, picture yourself out there, because here's an analogy. It's a true one, right? Straight to the point. If someone's drowning, and they're fighting for everything they can, and they don't know what they're doing, and you jump in to save them, sometimes it can end up with two people drowning instead of one person. So if a person is not willing to accept the help that you're offering, sometimes the best thing that you can offer them is prayer or a kind thoughts and expect the best. Remove yourself from the back from the situation, and see what they do as you move yourself forward. So with that being said, next week we have a few things we'll talk about. I'll give you a full report of the hip-hop workshop and how that went. Also, I know a lot of us are happy, including myself, that Steve Loomis is gone at CPPA. Cleveland Police Patrolman's Association union head, but if you think the replacement is a whole lot better, woo, do I have some land I want to sell you, as well as the fact of what does General Flynn's indictment say for the president himself, and is he really above the president? His lawyer put out an interesting argument, which is, hey, really, he can't really be found for obstruction of justice being the president. So we'll have to talk about that. And last but not least, it looks like, December 22nd, I'll announce it at that Black House Sounds, Christmas party at the open mic night. Maybe, just maybe, as you catch Hurricane Bang, maybe you all might get a preview of the title of some album by Sheriff Kilroy. But what would that title track song be? Just let you all know things are working out for everybody. Let's support everybody. See you at some of these events. God bless you. Peace.